still, still interpreted, and that one is more, surreal, and,
because they're like, it's like the beach day.
Well, you know, what's the perspective? It's not, like, realistic.
Right?
Clearly, that's not realistic.
Kind of, a little bit.
But it
looks like a beach.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, it's
not... You paying that, or...
Just on your break?
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't in the moment notice. I
don't know what's up on the side.
Why, you were cutting all that firewood?
I'll go get it.
You're going to go get it?
Yeah.
Do you want to meet me outside?
I think musicians' job too to make people laugh. Artists' job, kind of, you know, like, maybe not to make everybody laugh, but it's kind of part of the gig, right?
Oh, kind of. Comedians are artists. It's like performance art, right?
Yeah.
Laughter is like not like. That's like the art that everyone can understand. Like everyone needs to
laugh. Wants to laugh, yeah.
Not everyone wants to look at some paintings, right?
Yeah. Like that's what I like about rap and hip hop. It kind of connects to like a weird group of like, it connects widely to a lot of people. I mean, right now I would say hip hop pretty much kind of runs the world. Market wise, there's fucking hip hop everywhere.
No,
even though it's trap and shit now.
It like, used to. It, no,
it still does though. It's not. It's just different though. But brand wise and marketing wise, it's all.
No, it's all. It does. It doesn't anymore. It's not the main driver of that industry. It was
that
for a
industry.
While. It was for a while. The music industry. It was like that was the primary driver. Now it's. I don't know. Now it's weird because like
it's all mixed together.
It's almost. It's like. Every,
it's kind of like the oneness of everything. It's just kind of
like
soaked it all.
All music history has a resurgence.
Yeah,
and
that's true. I wonder what's
so
next.
All styles. So it's like southern every niche style. So there's southern roots rock.
It's always rotating.
There's bluegrass and
I wonder what's been gone for a while. Hey, like.
And soul. Soul music and
I think a lot of that like
and there's bands that are actually doing it well, but it's still a reproduction of an old style.
Yeah.
It's not original.
Well, everything's kind of reproductions, like because I'm like sampling records of old blues and
jazz. Yeah, but there's times in history, music history, where things were new, something new was created, and that was a thing, like whatever style you want to pick. That's not really.
Music would be
right now. There isn't like a new style.
Yeah. Well, like trap came out of all that rap. Right? That was the new thing that came out of hip hop and rap. Was trap, right?
Trap music.
Now it's so popular. Trap, super. I like it because it's like party music. Sounds good in a club. And the bass sound sonically that they make is really dope.
Yeah, I would agree. Like electronic music is the new stuff.
Electronic. Yeah.
That's the forefront.
Like Funk Hunters and like all that. They do trap. Sometimes they drop those crazy, and of course dubstep trap. That's like where they do like the crazy bass drops, but then it's slow and huge bass, but then they spin it into the fucking like Skrillex kind of style.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. That shit's dope. I love that. I haven't started making that yet.
Bass Nectar.
Oh, dude. Have you seen them?
A couple times, yeah.
Fuck. I saw them at Pemberton. It was just like...
Yeah, it was...
I can't believe they canceled Pemberton. I was supposed to go this, like, last year. I was, like, gonna get paid and everything. And fucking they bankrupt, canceled, and, like, just scrap it.
That whole thing blew up, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait till I have an album, man. Like, it'd be really fun to just perform it and cruise around. Dude, I got a sax player that just cruises around with me and plays saxophone while I'm rapping. It's actually really crazy. It's like an older lady, but she's in like 6 jazz bands, like pro sax player.
Yeah.
She's like kind of giving me some music-wise. It's interesting because everybody has a different perspective of what hip-hop and what the feel needs to be. And she comes at me with like all this music terms and shit, like it needs to be in this time signature and the drums are this 16th notes, and like I'm not a music trained guy, right?
Yeah, like
I just feel the rhythm of it, like
what's it called,
like music
classic,
yeah, music theory.
Music theory.
I know a bit because I've been in it for a while, so I've been reading and shit. I know some stuff.
Well, you're learning that after the fact.
Yeah, I'm learning after I decided, and through writing raps, which has nothing to do with music notes and shit. So it's amazing what you fucking learn just from, like, literally, like, if, say I'm like working, like now, say I'm here, I don't have my studio, like, all I need is a piece of paper and a pen. And that's like how I started all this shit I'm doing. It's all for me just sitting and writing. And I honestly think it just has to do with when I'm writing. I think my brain is just like, and it's just the best focus and thing for my brain to actually unlock itself. I don't know what it is, but when I write, if I'm tired, I literally fall asleep while I'm writing. Or I'll write like 3 pages. I'm like, I don't know what it does. It does something different. It does something
that's
to your brain.
That's like, your medium.
Yeah, it's like really does work. Like, I can write. Like sometimes I'll try to write like 3 pages every day, and I haven't done it for a while because I've been doing so much live shit. But it does something. It helps me relax, or puts my brain in order.
And the key thing is there. It's like you actually enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like, you know, it's like finding your bliss or whatever. So like what actually you should be doing is contained within what makes you happy and blissful, right? So not necessarily for, like, people take that too far and try to, like, make that their job and stuff. Like, well, that's not necessarily what you should be doing for a job.
Yeah.
But that's what you should be doing in your life.
It's like what
your
you
life should contain some of this.
Yeah. It needs to be what your life's about, but you might have to do all kinds other shit while you're doing it, right? Like,
exactly. Yeah. It's not like
which is okay, because I like
people
to
delude themselves and think like, oh, it's good. I'm just what I'm gonna do for my life and my work.
Yeah.
Like, well, probably not.
Yeah, you might not.
You better damn sure be doing it in your
life.
But
you might be able to still write those pages.
Yeah, right. and then you never know. Maybe it will like take over your life and be your primary focus, and you don't have to worry about survival anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of those people. It should be a goal.
A lot of those people that did though. They were all, like, doing weird jobs when they, like, Eminem was, like, working at a burger shop. Like, he was rapping. I was so dope. He, like, raps everything he sees, right? So he's flipping burgers and rhyming ketchup and shit. Like, coffee cup's white. I'm going to be up all night. My lemon water daughter fucking cream slider.
Million miles a minute.
Yeah, he's just fucking. And, of course, he's, like, a drug addict, so he's even overloading even more, right?
Yeah, just.
Apparently he
tapped in.
Apparently he used to.
Like having a rap scene.
Words, nerds, merds, birds.
Oh, fuck, man. Rap seizure. That's actually gonna be a good song. Rap seizure.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rap seizure. It's gonna be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, rap seizure, crowd pleaser. I'm always doing that. I write down like names. I'm like, that's a good song name. Write down.
Yeah, rap seizure.
Rap seizure. I should write down.
That could be good.
This morning, dude, I woke up and like Dave's like going out. His buddy was doing something, and I don't know. I woke up. I was kind of like just started talking shit right out of bed. Just like I was like, my name's Nine Goals or something. I like made up this dude. Like
you're
rap
probably
name.
Like mumbling in your sleep.
Yeah, it was
like,
probably
Nine Goals.
Yeah, my perspective. I'm like making this big joke. And their perspective, I'm like in this blanket, like flailing around. Fucking Nine Goals, man. Fucking get out of here. Take him, kill him, get him down.
It's having a nightmare or something.
But yeah, I made up this rap name, and it was like, it was either Seagull or Nine Gulls, and I was like, yeah, my name's Nine Gull because I'm shitting all over MCs. Like, I can't remember now because it was like 8 in the morning. I was like, I don't know what the fuck his name was.
I'm shitting on MCs.
Yeah,
like
Seagull. Yeah, it was. Oh, no.
Nine Gulls.
No.
What?
I said my name is Shithawk or something like that, or Seahawk. What the
Seahawk.
Fuck did I say? Nine Gulls.
On MCs. On the dock.
Yeah, shit. MC's on the dock nonstop.
On the dock nonstop, yeah.
Something about the prop.
Shit talk. MC's on the dock nonstop.
That's the best one. I need to, like, work on just out of the show scene, like work on rhyming, like, and I don't care if I mess it up. It's like, I've been doing so many jams where like we're sitting here and then I'll get up and rap for like an hour straight, and like I sort of like lower the bar of how dope it has to be just to keep the words flowing. But like when you're sitting by yourself and you're like a glass of lemon water and then you pause for like a bar, you kind of let it sink in a bit, then you make more of a connection with those rhymes and shit.
Yeah, well, there's spoken word.
Under less pressure.
You know, like spoken word?
Yeah.
Or it's
I've
like,
never done that, but I thought, actually, I do.
It's like poetry, but rap combined.
I do a cappella now at the beginning of most shows just so people can hear that I actually can rhyme before the beat comes in and takes over. Because, like, sometimes the sound guy fucks up my whole show. He turns it all the levels wrong. And they can't, they can't hear what I'm saying. The bass is not on. Yeah. All they hear is fucking la 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 la.
Could you adjust the bass? Could you make adjust it? Go down, roll up.
You gotta tell them, put the bass on. But, like,
put the bass on here, down on
bing and bang. Respect the bass. That's a good name. Respect the bass.
That's kind of like, that's funny how we're fucking joking about that. Because that was a thing.
That's
like
from the song.
Yeah, but that was like, you know, in the 90s. Remember when all the kind of the, like, you know, the gangster movies were out, like Casino and Goodfellas and all these movies. And it was all, you know, remember? And then the 90s,
like mafia shit.
Yeah, but that was
Dino
the thing.
Sitting around with all the crew.
That was the thing in the 90s. Like there were the
mafia movies, man.
Right, but they're like, that's not a thing now, right? So back then it was a total like thing, like respect. Adam Sandler did some comedy.
Hey, respect, man, respect.
But you know, but that's not a thing now, right?
Yeah.
So it actually.
I got to write down Robert De Niro movies because I don't watch Robert.
But because it's like out, it's like gone. No one even like even when I put in that rap, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when this was funny and that was a thing, right? But it's totally not a thing anymore. Like no one's
so sort out of context.
It's out. Yeah, no one even has a clue.
Be like, no, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. It's like now if you made fun of Trump, it'd be like,
yeah, that's the thing.
And then in 10 years, it'd be like, who the fuck is Trump?
The Trump.
Yeah, respect the Trumpage.
Gotta respect
your own trumpet.
Gotta respect Donald Trump.
Trump trumpets. Toot your own horn.
Gonna dump the Trump. Dump the Trump. Dump the Trump. I don't know if fucking
Trump
dumps. It's all fucked up now, open.
Fuck, my brother lives in the States now, and he's just like having kids and shit.
And all they talk about
your kids in the States, man.
All they talk about is Donald Trump every day.
Oh, like, fuck.
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
And like the whole thing there was like,
he's
everybody was obsessed with it. I'm like, clearly, clearly, I'm not going down that road with you guys because you're locked in. Like, they know one can get out of it. People are, you know, like, this is all a civil war over a fucking stupid election, and you think that was on an act, you think that wasn't planned out, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's all planned out, even the North Korea shit, I think that was planned out so that he could fix it.
They're actors, right? This is like in Mexico, like, there's people like, oh, I feel bad because I'm just here living the life, and I'm not even caring about what's happening in the world, and something happened. I'm like, oh my god, what happened? And he's like, oh yeah, Putin, and blah, blah, blah.
We don't even know what the fuck happened.
And I'm like, this guy from Britain, I'm like, look, you know,
I try to get out at reactive state because it's scarcity. I've watched a sick documentary.
This is what I told him. I said, you know what? It actually doesn't matter because these people are actors.
Yeah.
And like, because it was in Mexico and nothing matters. Like, it doesn't matter what I say to this guy. I just told him what I think.
Yeah.
I said, like, these people are, imagine these people as like actors in a movie.
Yeah.
And they're playing parts.
Yeah.
Putin is an actor.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee.
He's an action hero.
Like, you can guarantee. Yeah, he plays an antagonist and plays this part. He's a hero for others. And, you know, like.
It's like watching fucking.
And, the main point.
Chuck Norris. Like.
The main point I made is like they actually all get in a room after and talk all about it.
Yeah.
And plan their next play.
Like, that one went pretty good. Like,
and they'll plan the next play, and that's going to be what you see on.
It's like a theater. That's a better. I think it's more like a theater.
Yeah, it's a global theater, right? Yeah. They call it. Even call that. They call it the global stage.
Yeah,
you know, the global stage. That's global stage, right?
I haven't been watching any like conspiracy shit, but like sometimes I like it because it does open your mind to like the possibility. There's a lot more shit.
There's definitely.
Like, there's
what we now. This is the thing. Like, you can't watch the news and think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You're like,
rule number one.
Yeah.
So that if you follow rule number one, you're gonna go down the hole.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna go down the election Donald Trump conversation hole, right?
Well, they just pump it. It's like all they play is just the same shit all day. Like now they're on the gas thing. CBC, they won't. All week they were just pumping this gas thing. Alberta's gonna cut us off from the gas. We're gonna have no gas.
Yeah, but that's actually happening, right?
Like real, but I think it's still the same mindset of like, let's just put some shit for them to worry about. It's like nothing changes. You can't stop driving.
They might be gonna doing what they're gonna do anyways. Like there might already be a decision made, and everything in the meantime is just like fluff.
Yeah, but right? it's still just more like stuff for us to freak out about, and like okay, we're gonna have no gas. Trump fixed North Korea. It's like these things are changing about my life every day. Yeah, it's like stuff to think about, really.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.